play with doggies? When can I 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 play with doggies? Can I make with doggies? When can I make with doggies? When can I make with doggies? How it wake it up? Make with doggies.
It's sitting here, and I wanna hear someone funny again. That's why I'm
when can I make with doggies? When can I make with doggies? When can I make with doggies? Wake up late with Dougie Show, starring Dougie Almeida from Danger Studios in Carl Springs, Florida. Now, here's Dougie Almeida.
What up, everybody? Good morning. Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. It's Wednesday morning, and I'm here with Peter Leonard.
Good morning, Doug.
Of course, and Minda
is
here.
Hey.
And this is the WEI Network and, of course, IRN, Internet Radio Network, where our show ran all day because we called out the phony, I think I'm somebody else because I hate my own life, Joel Sturgis, who was the person who was supposedly the Clear Channel scout that told me he was wanting to get our show on terrestrial radio. He went through this whole conversation with me, and my last email message to him was simply, where were you going with it? And so they got to hear about us ragging on him all day. And of course, Mike Cintron was here yesterday along with John Levine.
Wow.
Yeah.
All day long, huh?
Yeah, they ran it. Because, Mike Peter from IRN, he wanted to make sure everybody in the listening audience knew what this dude's about. And we talked about people being phony and shit, that kind of stuff.
Well, it happens.
Yeah. Anyway, welcome. And we're here Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. And this is Wednesday's show where Peter Leonard sits here and sends people fucking emails on J-Date. And
that's you think I do, man?
I don't know.
I do so much research for this show.
What are you doing? Honestly, right now, what were you just doing?
Was I just doing? Pulling up some research on a great restaurant that I want to send you to Thursday night for your Hanukkah present.
All right. Okay. Hanukkah. Yeah.
Wow.
You and your wife, because I need a secret supper for Food for Thought, and I was going to make it a surprise, but since you just stood me over, now I'll make you feel guilty like the Jew.
Like
me.
You were
by
doing
the way,
that.
I want to wish every Jewish person listening to the show right now, my mom, my brother, a happy Hanukkah. Today's the first day.
Right.
Last night was the first night of Hanukkah, so I hope everybody has their Hanukkah gelt. And you know what that is?
No.
That's money.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to give the kids Hanukkah gelt. You give them like the little round chocolate fucking dollars, you know?
Yeah, I remember seeing that or hearing about that. You get the chocolate.
Did you beat up the Jewish kids when you were a kid?
No, I was a pre. When I beat somebody's ass, I was an equal opportunity ass beater. It didn't matter where they were from.
Well, we had the most money in our pockets.
Yeah, well, listen, I never got violent over money, okay? Maybe that's something you could tell me about, but I don't get violent about money. I get violent when it comes to family.
Religion?
And, we talked a bit about that yesterday. You're not a violent person at all, Minda. You're more of a Greenpeace tree hugger.
Much more violent in my younger
years. Yeah, I remember your New Year's Eve story.
Well, that was actually just the New Year's Eve story was only 2 years ago. But that really doesn't count. That was like, a flashback to my younger years.
Mm-hmm.
But not too violent now. I really have to get someplace to become angry.
Yeah.
It's pretty tough. Don't you guys...
You have medication?
No, not at all.
Yeah, see, I took medication for a few years. I took Neurontin. I used to have an anger management problem 15 years ago. Sure.
I can see that.
You can tell.
Yeah.
Because I get frustrated with just stupid people. You do too, Minda. I know. You get, don't you?
I think it's unfortunate that people are stupid, but I realize there's nothing I can do about your stupidity.
Well,
so, I mean, I try to teach and tell
themselves.
And,
well,
I think that's a real good point.
You learn, but what can I really do?
I think that's a real good point. Like you said, I know, for example, we've talked on the show how he'd get upset, Peter Leonard would get upset if he'd hold the door for somebody and they didn't say thank you when they walked through. Now, yeah, my point was, when I hold the door for somebody, I'm not doing it for recognition. I'm doing it because it's just who I am. I hold the door, okay? And if somebody's, now here's the thing. If somebody says thank you, you're like, that's the way it should be. And if they don't, of course you make a mental note. fuck you then, you know, whatever. But
yeah, funny you brought this up. Really? This situation just happened to me a few nights ago. Yeah. There was an incident. I was leaving a McDonald's.
That was your first mistake.
Eating right, yeah.
Well, first fucking mistake. What are you doing at McDonald's? Looking for directions or something?
Actually.
Did you use the restroom?
I peed. Yeah, I was peeing at McDonald's. It was
on the food or
on my way home. Anyway, look,
someone's plate.
This is
that when the problem started.
This is a bit of a happier meal now.
You guys are really ruining the story.
Oh, sorry.
Just
right,
to let you
want
know.
To listen.
Okay,
I
let's
listen.
Not make
no, Peter has a tendency to. Yeah. So, like, go ahead.
All right, so I'm leaving the McDonald's and some lady's chatting on her phone and I'm deep in thought on something and a guy's holding the door. He's a younger, you know, maybe early 20s, and I was deep in thought, so I didn't get my thank you out as quick as I normally would.
Right.
And I had already walked a step past him, and it clicked in my head. And I turned to start to say, and he goes, "You're welcome."
Oh. Yeah.
And I go, "Well, why don't you give a girl a chance to get it out, asshole?" And I kept like, and that's
good for you.
Because, I mean, look, I was like, "Yo, if you want to hold the door for me, even if I don't say thank you, why are you going to be like, 'You're welcome'?" Like,
well, that goes to my point.
Such a dick about it. You ruined the whole door hold. You might as well have not have held the door for me at all.
It's like somebody apologizing to you, but then telling you, "I'm sorry, I did this to you, but I only did it because you." You know what I mean? Somebody making excuses like.
Well, and if you would have just given me two more seconds, I was turning to say thank you.
You're right.
It just wasn't a thank you. Listen, that happened as I passed.
That shit shouldn't have to be explained to people. You know, some people are fucking ignorant. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, that's why when you told me, I'm like, you know, because you never know. Maybe the person's dog just died or something. And the fact that this guy's that just makes him a bigger prick. Like, in other words, he held the fucking door open. Okay, that's nice. You know, God's looking down going, "Hey, that's not so bad." And then he goes, "What a fucking thing," you know, and it makes a stupid ass remark that just turns the whole thing into a shit act. Like, you know, I would have said, "Dude, next time, you know what? I'll get my own fucking door, all right? Don't be such a prick. You know, you're supposed to hold the fucking door. You're not, yeah. It's not like, you know, oh my gosh, there's, you know, it's not that way." I mean,
you didn't just cure my cancer.
Yeah, you held the fucking door.
Yeah, I still felt bad for calling him an asshole, but it just came out that way because I was like, you know what? Thinking in my head, I was just going to thank you, and now I'm glad I did.
You should offer to take him home after that.
No, I really wasn't interested. He was a little too young for me. He couldn't have been more than like 21, 22.
Yeah.
But anyway,
a millennial.
A millennial. Living in poverty, most likely. Yeah, that's why he was eating at the McDonald's with his mom.
That's why they're all pissed. Well, here's the thing about the millennials. The millennials think they're so fucking bright because they're learning stuff at an earlier age. And one thing that's, you know, wisdom is basically the accomplishment and the accrual of ongoing years of wisdom. Like, in other words, you learn something every day
failure. You learn from failure.
All right,
you learn from
making mistakes.
At 21 years old.
But the point is, wisdom is the gathering of all that knowledge.
Right.
And then putting it all together and actually really taking it in.
The life experience of it, not reading some book and going, "Oh, wow, look what happened to him." Well, wait till what happens to you.
This is like a tendency in the comedy community. Sometimes you get newer comics that come out and they're like, "Oh, you know what? They learned something." And then they feel like they're going to preach it to everybody else. You're like, "Look, fucking dipshit, we know this already." You know,
it's
amazing when somebody starts something. And this is like the millennials. They learn something and they're like, they want to. You know, it's like, oh my! All of a sudden, they become like a master instructor in the subject matter, and that's how it is.
That's my life.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. All I need is just a little bit of knowledge, and I can turn into like the biggest bullshit expert you've ever seen. I'm amazing. It's one of my talents. Like, it's like a hidden skill. It comes out by accident. But yeah, you know, it's we all have the internet. We feel like even if we don't know about something, we could just find out.
Yeah.
It's a different kind of scenario. You don't actually need to know. You just need to have access to something that can get you to some place that gives you the answer.
Right. Well, that's a lot of fucking rolling around in that conversation.
Sure is.
Wow.
You're right. You've actually perfected.
I thought that was a nice little point.
Me too.
Gosh.
Now, what did you say? Can you repeat that?
There's no substance at all.
Repeat that.
Oh, no substance at all?
What?
That was, well, whatever.
All right.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? What? It doesn't have the substance of someone walking into a school.
It's like saying, you know, it's really good if people act properly and do the right thing and are always good and they're not bad. And that way, the good will outcome and the good is the best thing that's listened to and
No, I just said it's easy for people my age to feel like an expert because they have access to the knowledge.
And that what I mentioned, you know, every generation, like every generation gets more like the like think about perversion.
Yeah.
You know, like think about 30, 40 years ago. You know, how many kids in high school, middle school were getting blowjobs 30 years ago? None. I mean, come on. Nowadays, half the school, half the kids, you know, that's probably what's happening in 90% of the school. You know what I mean? So perversion has reached younger ages.
Thanks to the internet.
Exposure, not just internet, but let's say more population.
President Clinton.
For all things. And here's the thing. It doesn't matter why it happened.
Right.
In my world, it's there. You know what I mean? Sometimes people say, well, this happened because of this. And the fucking, yeah. Who gives a fuck why it happened?
Here's
you know, I know you can't change it. You can't fucking go around and then change it the other way. So what good is sitting there? Because you got some righteous prick, just same righteous person that kid that says to you, hey, well, thanks for the fucking thank you. That's a righteous person. That's a righteous way. He's like, I'm good. You know, I want to be recognized. I'm right. You know, that's what this is all about.
He must have needed love and attention.
Yeah. And you know what? And that's the thing. You know, what's the old saying? If you want love and attention, give love and attention unconditionally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what the fuck? You know, if you open the door for somebody, you know, like, you know, at the gym, you know, I did that. I held the door. And this was not just a regular hold like somebody was walking up. This person was coming from a bit of a distance.
Well, it was a steam room also, so that was a
yeah, and I had my towel, and I was hoping my towel would fall.
Right.
No, but yeah. I'm waiting for this person. And I'm like, you know what? What the fuck? What am I doing? Because basically, you ever have that moment when you're holding the door and you look back and somebody's kind of a distance away and you're like,
up for this. Right. Like, I only signed up for a second.
Yeah. I don't want a 1-year commitment to this deal. I just want 30 days.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to go back to something that Minda brought up.
You're like, you without your headphones on is not good because you go from really low to high because you're like a mile away from the mic and then you're.
There you go.
I'm worried about his fucking hair. No, that hair can't be messed up by the earphones, Peter.
There we go. You know, the internet's an interesting thing, and I don't know if you've been to a doctor lately, and Dougie, I don't know if you have, but, you know, twice or three times in the last 3-4 years, I've had something serious go on in my, you know.
Yeah, we know.
And the doctors that I've gone to have said, you know what, stay off the internet. Go with what I tell you. And, you know.
You talk about the medical advice.
Yes. Okay, in terms of researching shit and finding shit out, because sometimes too much knowledge is bad, and you don't know how to interpret what you're reading half the time, and then half the shit that's published, I mean, is just bullshit. Look at Wikipedia. Do you believe anything at all?
It's about being right. They want to know and understand it, and it's the same thing I just said. A lot of times people are like, why did this happen? Because it's like people want to focus on this stuff because they want to know it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you would say to yourself, what the fucking difference is knowing why it happened? If you're in a situation where things are the way they are, forget about how it happened, why it happened, who was to blame,
Let's just cure it. Let's get to the bottom of what's going on.
The fact that just fucking recognize it's there.
Right.
You know, because if you keep, here's the thing. You'll never accept it as a truth if you keep trying to wonder how to fix it, change it, describe how it happened.
Right.
What you're doing is you're saying, no, this can't happen in this perfect world. I got to be able to fucking stamp this shit in the butt. You know what I mean? I can't let this happen. I can't let this go on without knowing about it, blah, blah, blah. And then you know what? Fuck it. It's here. You know, kids today are perverts. Kids today are privileged. They want everything that, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
You know, and all this
self-gratification, instant gratification.
It is what it is. Now, what do you do about it? How do you treat it? How do you, you know?
That's a tough question. You know, you crack him in the teeth, man. You know?
You do what Minda did. You tell the fucking kid, give the girl a chance, man. That's reality coming back. It's a great way to deal with it. You go, hey, why don't you give a fucking girl a chance, you stupid ass?
Yeah. I know, I probably shouldn't have said asshole, but it was one of those things I was just frustrated because I really wanted to give the thank you. I like to thank people.
You don't think perhaps the asshole was a good way of saying to him that because now he's not going to be so quick next time to fucking be a douchebag?
It was probably a little like my comedy. It was nice to have it there, but it wasn't required.
Okay.
That's like what I'm realizing a lot of my cursing is. None of it is really pertinent to the actual situation. I just talk like that, so that's what happened.
Yeah, but well, I think it was a good true expression that probably went over well.
Yeah, well.
Right? Sometimes if you have to censor your thoughts, we talked about this yesterday on the show, sometimes you have to, like, some people say, well, I can't understand you because you didn't explain it well. you know, or you didn't take the time.
No,
or
you're too stupid.
Or you,
I mean, I can't. How can I explain it even better?
Yeah.
God, I hate that. Man.
Yeah, here's the thing. Didn't want to look. I treated it like a fuck it factor situation, so I didn't want to look back. I just walked straight to the car.
What would you have
that.
Done if he said something back to you? What if you said something? Call me an asshole, you bitch.
Yeah, I would have said whatever and kept walking.
You would have sent
an
email.
I'm a big whatever person.
Right? Okay, at that moment, you would have said, "We're done with this conversation."
Yeah, I would have been like, "Whatever, dude." And yeah, that would have been it.
No, like last week, that when she had to get the last, just ask for his email address and send him a scathing email like you did last week when you said to the chick that you had a fight with him to whatever. Remember that story?
Yeah,
I really didn't think it was good enough to bring it up again.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was a great show.
Well, I don't know. There's so much going on in the world now. That's
yeah. We're talking
minor.
About kids and
so
perhaps the Al Qaeda in Pakistan.
Those kids need
doesn't
some help.
Like those kids. Maybe they're not happy with the millennials because
maybe they know that you have to squash them as they're before they get bigger. You know what I mean? Got to nip it in the bud. I hate to say that, man.
Yeah.
You know that.
I don't know. They kind of have a culture based on blowing yourself up. You think they'd want as many people as possible. Yeah, I mean, you need a lot of inventory when you're getting, you know, that's not like, you can't count on someone for 20 years.
Funerals begin for the 141 slain in a Taliban attack of a Pakistan school.
Ugh.
On Tuesday. First funerals were being held for the victims of a Taliban school massacre in Pakistan. On Tuesday, that left at least 141 people dead.
It was nap time.
And most of them
awful.
Young students.
It just horrifying things they did. And they didn't leave it to just adults. They were like beheading toddlers in front of other children.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it
wearing,
was like that. It
wearing
was...
military uniforms and strapped with explosives, seven assailants attacked the military-run facility in the northwest city of Peshawar, shooting children and adults. 132 were students and about 12 to 16 years old. Nine school staffers members also died in the siege.
See, I never would have gotten killed. I cut too much.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, there you go. That's a nice silver lining way to look at it.
the bad kids are all cut.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, this is kind of weird. This is like a terrorist act, but against kids. I mean, there was that one guy in Holland or wherever it was. Remember a few years ago?
Yeah,
like
on the island.
The white guy just went through that where all these people, like, I guess they're a Muslim fan. Like in Scandinavian countries, they're not that open to their borders. And, you know, they've always been a little more, you know, my friend who was from
Sweden.
They
like to keep it blonde there.
Yeah,
you know, they don't want to start mixing
it up. We don't like the mocha.
Just takes a little bit of ethnicity to take a whole blonde race and make them brown-haired people.
Can't tell what color hair they have when they're wearing a turban. Yeah.
Taliban gunmen entered the school from the rear of the school by cutting across the fence. And then they came in. They entered the auditorium where all the children were going through an exam. And they started shooting them indiscriminately.
Didn't have anything to do with like a right answer or wrong answer or anything?
No.
No,
I don't think that had anything to do with it.
You know, I guess this is a Pakistani sect of Al Qaeda, which is completely different from the other sects of Al Qaeda or ISIS. They're their own, and they were mad because they had taken over this area.
Oh, yeah.
And the Pakistani government and military had come in recently and flushed them back out and taken re-control of the territory. So this was their last hurrah,
I guess. Isn't it amazing how like the military runs a school?
Well, and that was another thing. It was a symbolic school because it was next to their military installation there.
But it's almost like, you know, they know this is you have to have the military run the school to protect the children. Otherwise, there's going to be kidnappings like what happened in Africa.
What the hell happened? Where were they? I mean,
yeah.
I guess under circumstances, you have seven guys with a bunch of bombs. You're trying for them to not blow everybody up. But I understand. I didn't see the whole report. It lasted a long time, right?
As far as the
siege.
Here's an account. Ashton Mukhtar, a student rescued by security forces, said, "As soon as the gunfire erupted, our teacher instructed us everyone to move to a corner of the room safety." Mukhtar added, "An hour later, when the intensity of the fire reduced, army soldiers arrived to rescue us. And on the way out, we saw bullet-ridden bodies of our schoolmates everywhere."
Oh, how terrible.
Hey, Jesus.
And this is just following that thing that happened in Australia. In the coffee shop.
Yep. Although many of these people, some of the children there were civilians, Many of the pupils are children of Army officials. And that's why they were the intended target.
Yeah, they don't care. They do not.
Taliban spokesman Mohammed Umar Khorasani told Reuters, we selected the Army school for the attack because the government is targeting our families and females. We are doing this because we want them to feel the pain of how terrible it is when your loved ones are killed. Mm. Yeah. Listen, it's not like the Taliban say, oh, we're going to do nice killing, okay, but now you really pissed us off, you know.
So now we have the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, running a complete muck in that area of the world. You think there's anything to that whole theory? We go and start a war over there and get them focused on what's going on over there and take the focus away from our land?
Like,
or do you think this feeds into...
You believe like the CIA are behind ISIS.
Well, I don't know, like going all conspiracy like that, like the CIA is behind. Yeah. I'm just talking about in general when people were giving reasons on why we should go to war there, if I recall, one of them was... You kind of want to keep it on their playground.
Yeah, that's what they said.
You know, you don't want to bring it over here. You kind of want to make the mess over there.
Bring the war to them.
So what I'm saying is, do you think this is that working?
Well, because
like all these damn terrorism sects, and they're blowing each other up.
All I know is I paid $2.61 for a gallon of gasoline this morning. So as far as I'm concerned,
yeah,
whatever's going on in the...
That's because of fracking. That's not because of this.
No, it's a lot more than that.
yes. The abundance, and it's going down to $2.
The abundance and the technology of it. You know, and all the shale that we can now utilize. And not only that, obviously, but in Canada.
Right.
You know, and like I mentioned, 2015, the United States will be the surpass Saudi Arabia as the largest producer of oil.
Yeah, because we're
in
fracking
world.
Now. Right. That is what it is. There's not anything
it's an
more
increased
to
level.
It.
There's
Although
more
there's a lot of controversy now on the effects of fracking,
right.
Which I think are very real.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of earthquakes in certain parts of the country that never were there before. But, you know, but the thing is, so you have that and you have... God. That now the interesting thing yesterday your buddy Putin early Tuesday morning or at some point raised the interest rate in Russia to like 17% or whatever the hell it was.
Yep.
Which that country is going to be in major
cold. They're going to have a bad winter, man.
Yeah.
It is.
Well, because their major export is oil.
Yep.
And their cost to produce it at break even is like 50, 60 bucks.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so they're losing money, right? Saudi Arabia is like, we don't give a shit.
Right.
The production of it.
No, right. They're saying OPEC isn't even a thing anymore. Like, they've lost so much power that them as a organization really is, like, it. I don't know, it's just
like look
irrelevant.
At the members,
they're
the members
completely
of,
irrelevant.
The members of OPEC are like Venezuela, which that country is about to completely implode.
Oh, jeez.
Right? Russia, which is having, you know.
Banner year.
Yeah. It's like the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
The New York Jets. And then you know, and then you got Saudi, you know, all these other folks, and there's so much other, like you said, there's
so much turmoil. Oh my gosh! I just realized OPEC is like the NFC South.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, no, they are. They're the.
You know, the guy with the 5-8 is going to the playoffs.
Yeah, see, I'm a Tampa Bay fan, so I know. You know, I can reference it like that. All of them in the whole. I mean, the Saints won last night, but I mean, they had to win eventually. I mean, how long could they be bad for?
These guys don't have 500 records. They're going to be in the playoffs. You know,
yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah,
they're battling for first.
This isn't about
four
football.
Wins. I know, but there's so much. Look at this. There's fracking. There's people killing kids and. Pakistan, there's Australia shooters taking up coffee shops.
Ray Rice.
What's going on with him?
I don't know. His wife still
listen.
And there's OPEC.
Bill Cosby.
Well, we talked.
Bill Cosby. Right.
I went to a bar the other night. They had a drink. I swear to this drink special was a Cosby Palatin.
Hmm. Wow.
Yep. I said to the waitress, what is that? She goes, well, you're definitely getting laid tonight. You just won't know it till tomorrow.
Wow.
Got
his,
yeah.
Listen, you came up with the punchline, but I'll work on the actual joke. So you need the waitress. You got it. That's got to be
bartender.
The bartender, whoever. Yeah. That's not how you tell the fucking joke. It's got to be from the producer.
All right, hold on. Let's take a break here for joke formulation 101 with Dangerous Dougie Almeida.
The punchline. It's got to be clean.
I'll tell you what. Listen. I'll let you take another one of my jokes.
Listen,
and work it on your.
I haven't told it. You just
clubs.
Told it. You just told the fucking.
Well,
joke.
You'll be telling it tomorrow
well,
night.
It's not like you're working at
tonight.
A comedy club.
You'll be telling it tonight.
It's not like you work at a comedy club.
Okay, but right, you can tell my jokes. Go ahead.
No, well,
tell my
you know
Black
I mean?
Friday joke too.
Yeah,
Tell me a joke about your blind dog. About your blind dog.
That joke. That
tell your blind dog joke.
That joke would never pass. That joke would never go.
People, they
say something about anger issues. See, he's got to be stroked. This guy. He doesn't. You know. He can't just be a part of
me.
You can't. You know, I didn't insult you.
Just a little bit. Insult me. Just a little bit.
That joke. You got to change it a little bit.
Now he's turning into my Uncle Tony. It's so crazy how you go from
you insulted him a little bit. You insulted him a little
baby.
You guys kind of like
buy him a drink. No, I'll buy him a drink.
That's why
you were friends. Get the place a drink.
Yeah, that's why I can ignore him. He's like a drink. He's just like some went with some hen cackling.
No, get him a drink.
All right, kids, we're all over the place. There's a lot. See, there's so much chaos in the world. It's affecting the studio.
Well, here's an interesting thing. How can you expect people from these type of really challenged environments to get along when you have that type of discordance at any one point in time between civil, educated human beings? You know what I mean? I mean, will it ever, how long has it been fighting in the Middle East? As long as I can remember, nobody in the Middle East fucking got along. I mean, what the fuck?
And that was one of the reasons not to go to war there, because they're like, look, you can't fix it no matter what. See, I don't know if that was really a reason not to go to war more than not to rebuild it, because we've gotten into this weird habit of like destroying things and then paying to rebuild it. I don't really understand the sense behind that.
Well, in World War II, right? Germany was completely rebuilt. After we blew the fuck out of that place.
Why are we doing that? If we blow it up, they got to rebuild it. That's the point of blowing it up.
Well.
And if they can't, I know you want to get your little hands in there. You want to like get embedded within the culture or whatever the reasoning is. But it just seems like a lot of money.
Just saying. Yeah, well, I don't know. How much money who paid for the restructuring of Germany? The Allies, right? Didn't everybody chip in and fucking rebuild that place? Are you looking that up?
I probably threw in a few bucks. I mean,
you know. Well, you were there, right?
My fucking helmet.
I'll tell you who was
there. I can't wear the helmet. I don't want to mess up my hair.
Yeah, my grandfather was there. He actually provided a lot of the lighting for the rebuilding of Germany. Yeah. He was a lampshade. Yeah.
See?
Thank you.
All right.
Shipping people over there. There's a story I showed you real quick when we were introing that we're going to need to cover about. They're shipping a bunch of people from Syria here. It's another wave of immigration. We're
going to
get 9,000 people from Syria right now. Syria? Do you think out of all the places in the fucking world we need to get people, that's a good place that we should
send them
from?
Happy folks over.
The UN is handpicking them. What do they know? Oh, that makes me feel good.
He doesn't look so bad.
What's their skill set? Can they own a fucking
cigarette
shop?
They know somebody at the UN. That's their skill set.
There's millions of refugees and people leaving Syria. Listen, I say open, let everybody in.
They're no good fruit.
And then when you got enough of them out, like an ark situation, light that fucking place up. Serious.
Then are we going to get them and bring them back after
Then you're right. Then you once everything's fucking
and
mowed
then we're
going
to pay to rebuild it.
Jesus Christ!
How much can we do?
Real question is now the country's set up trade and everything like that. It eventually gets repaid. You know, it's almost like building a house, getting a mortgage, having the house being paid, but you own that fucking piece of property, even though somebody's paying it.
So we're going to put Syrians into global indentured servitude.
Well, after we get them to like
You make them. That's the whole idea. They got to, you know. They got to come up with something. They got to. You guys, you can't just open Starbucks all over the place.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's gonna be. No, I want more than minimum wage. You're just lucky to have a fucking place to live at this point, aren't you?
I want a fruit stand.
Well.
God, thank God for this powdered alcohol.
Light them up. Light them fucking up. I think you mentioned this about ISIL. It's almost like you want. It's like with Afghanistan, you know, there was a place where they were gathering, you know, where the military and you can get intelligence on these people. Mm-hmm. Right. And so now they had them gathering. Now the problem we had in the early stage of this was like your war is against terrorism. It's not against a country like, in World War II, the war was against Germany.
Germany,
you know,
Japan,
you fought Germany, which meant you'd go and you'd blow up the fucking the countries, affect their infrastructure, you know, that's what you'd have to fucking do.
Right.
Right. But when you're fighting Al-Qaeda, there's not, you know, it's like a fucking rat. It just goes different places.
The face of war has changed.
Yeah. But now,
that's
now
why we got
certain,
drones.
Now there's certain countries that are going to take on that identity. You know, you look at fucking Syria. It's, you know.
Tunnels everywhere.
Look at Iran.
Mm-hmm.
You know, basically these countries now are basically, that's what the whole thing is, to try to label them as the backing of the terror.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, well, that's where it goes. And guess what? That's where we're going. You have now all these economic sanctions for against Iran. Iran's been pulling Russia into this shit. Got Putin all excited, going, you know what? That'll be your friend. Oh, I want the Russia back. So now he starts fucking trying to make some shit go on in Europe, right? And so Iran can start troubling what's going on down there.
Yeah,
and it almost seems to me, as you gather your voice, it's almost like we've been handling it. Uh-huh. Things are being fucking dealt with, aren't they?
I don't know. If you think about it, Iran, Pakistan, and Russia, all nuclear, right?
Yeah.
That's not fun.
No.
That's going to be a big mistake. That's going to be a problem.
September 12th, 2001, you could have ended all this shit right now. If that president had any balls, he would have launched rockets.
Oh, get the hell out of here. If he had any balls,
what?
How many more? How much more balls as opposed to what?
What was he doing? What did he do? We wasted how many years looking for the wrong guy, number one, didn't we? Okay.
Well, first of all, he blew the fuck out of a country. He completely.
It should have been about five countries. It should have been anything.
Yeah, he should have went from Iraq straight into fucking Iran.
Afghanistan.
Nobody was going to do that. And Ghana. There's nobody you could have put in office.
Ronald Reagan would have done that.
Well, maybe, but you're not trying to say Ronald. I'm going to tell you, Obama wouldn't have done it.
Kennedy wouldn't have done it.
No, Kennedy wouldn't have done
it.
Wouldn't have done it. Fucking none of them would have done it. Bush number one probably wouldn't have done it.
Hey, speaking of Bushes, by the way, Jeb Bush may be running, and I'm all for that.
Why?
Oh, my God.
Why? He did. I think he was a good governor.
It's going to be Bush. Yeah. Bush versus Clinton.
I'll vote for that.
Listen, what about having his brother get reelected by hiding all the fucking votes, the chads and everything? How'd that work for you?
Yeah. What do you mean by that? What's that expression?
Well, they busted the
what
guy.
What do you mean, how'd that work for me?
Know.
Because you love the guy. Jeb Bush is a crooked politician.
How'd you come up with that? That I love somebody.
Crooks.
So you basically saying that because it was it coincidental that the one state that determined the difference between Bush and Gore
yes.
was in Florida, right?
Yes.
So you think there was some tampering?
Oh, do you?
I don't know. I don't know.
How many votes were missing? How many chads?
I don't know about anything missing. They had a recount. Didn't they go through the whole recount and everything?
Oh, please. Listen. Listen.
This fucking guy.
Listen. Don't let the facts confuse the great
story. Let me tell you something. Talk about taking something from somebody.
He buried the election.
How about this? What? How about let's look at it the other way around?
Yeah.
How would things have worked out?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. How would things have worked out had Gore won the election?
I'd have better internet service right now.
And he dealt with...
right?
And he dealt...
Well, he did invent the internet.
That's right.
So he probably
and he dealt with and he had to deal with this shit.
Right.
It could have happened. Everybody over there in Iraq would have saw, oh, Gore's going to be there. What the fuck? You know, no one's going to pay attention to that fucking doofus. And then, you know, who knows? Maybe they would have just kept laughing the whole time at us. That we actually elected this guy.
Al Gore.
Hmm.
Wow. That was Frank Gore's uncle.
He would have invented Islam. By now, that's what would have happened. Sorry, it wasn't that funny.
I invented Islam.
Good.
It's in the Quran.
Yeah,
I wrote it myself.
He would have wrote himself in.
Bob Dole, would he even better?
Bob Dole.
Bob Dole would have bombed everybody.
There's a bunch of Kennedys left, right? Can't we get one of those Kennedys?
We are trying to get.
I mean, there's a team that knows how to fix some elections, boy.
Yeah,
you know who's running for office? I actually read a great story about him, and I think it's in Chicago. William Kennedy Smith. And they've got all these like focus groups to see if people still remember the fact that, he raped some broad at the Kennedy compound.
That's the one
who's going to run? Yeah. Oh, everyone's going to remember that.
I'm trying to remember that.
He was on trial forever.
But he's 54 years old now. He was 52 or whatever. He's an old guy. Right, Dougie?
That was on the ocean, wasn't it, in Palm Beach somewhere?
Yeah.
That was like in the probably 80s. When did that happen? It was almost like a Bill Cosby thing. Got him drunk and took him to the mansion, right? Mm-hmm. I can't remember what happened. He was found guilty, wasn't he?
Not guilty.
No.
Well, she was a bartender at
they started questioning who he had.
One of these joints up there.
But that was the ultimate thing. He was found not guilty, and it was all done. I remembered it different.
Really? They found out that she was. I think she was trying to extort him and shit.
It's
a whole big thing. She knew who he was, and he had been going to that club.
And
forever.
So now he's thinking about running for an office.
Yeah, he's already like a congressman somewhere, and he's going to run for like something else.
Well, listen, you can't get mad at a guy, politician, for wanting to get fucked. I mean, what guy hasn't done? I don't care what profession you're in life. If you're trying to chase pussy, everybody's going to lose it once in a while.
Yeah, but if you do it in a way in which you have to put a drug that the person doesn't know about in their drink or something, then that shit is wrong,
Is that what he did?
No, he's just drunk.
No, she was just drinking. He didn't cause me anybody.
Well,
how bad is that?
I think that Cosbying happens a lot more than you guys think.
How bad is that now? That's going to be a noun. That's going to be a verb. It's going to be a verb. It's going to be, you're going to be Cosby.
I can't believe Cosby that. He's such an idiot. Yeah. I can't believe.
I mentioned yesterday on the show, I lost it for him. Fuck him. When he pulled the race card out, right, because he did that, when he finally spoke to the media, he says he blamed white media for his for him basically being judged this way. And I'm like, boy, what a fucking douchebag. Now he's trying to piggyback on the racial divide in this country, right? He's saying, you know what, let me throw some distracting powder out there.
Yeah.
And try to, it's the white,
After he's always railing on the black kids to pull their pants up and speak English and don't say the word X is ask.
You know what?
Speak proper English.
I bet you he has an amazing Ray Donovan. Do you know, have you seen the TV show Ray Donovan, the fixer of all the celebrities? I wonder who Cosby's Ray Donovan is.
He's going to need a good one.
I bet he has all kinds of stories. He's going to have a book one day. I don't know. I bet he has some interesting
Listen, I'm going to stick to one of my early predictions when this first came out, that I won't be surprised if within the next year to two, he'll be dead by his own hand.
He's going to do a little Robin Williams.
I think he might end up killing himself.
Yeah, he might be too arrogant to do that.
Yeah?
I think when you're really, truly narcissistic, I
think he's going to go down in flames. This guy's going to, he's going to start blaming everybody. He's going to start blaming fucking, anything that, listen, it wasn't my fault,
First of all, that would be an obvious admission of guilt, which, if you're checking out, it doesn't matter. Fuck it. But, what's funny is the fact that his wife is really coming to his aid these days. I mean, she's really outspoken, and he's like, that's the love. And he said, what's keeping me going is the love of the woman and the support of the love. That bullshit. I mean, and it was such
same thing Kobe did when Kobe got busted for fucking the girl in Denver at the hotel.
Oh, anal.
He bought his wife like a 20-carat diamond after that.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That's what Ray Rice's wife is trying to get. That was a crazy interview.
I want a Kobe Bryant ring, bitch.
Buy it off Kobe. You're richer than him.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what she was going for.
I don't know about that. I don't know if he's richer than Kobe. By the way, congratulations to Kobe Bryant for surpassing Michael Jordan in total points scored.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Last week.
And Kobe's like, I did it on my shitty team.
Yeah.
And by the way, I shouldn't speak about shitty basketball teams, considering our Miami Heat has now been taking it in the rear. Bosch is out. And, of course, McRoberts is out. We're going to have Christmas Day. McRoberts is out for the season.
Torn meniscus, right? He had surgery this week. He's done. I think it's the season.
Listen.
Did you hear the rumor, by the way, that Jay-Z buying the Lakers and moving up back to Brooklyn?
Really?
That was the rumor today in the sports world.
Jay-Z's buying, and now they're going to have two teams in Brooklyn?
Because the Lakers could give a shit.
They're going to have two teams in Brooklyn? The Brooklyn Nets and...
What am I talking about? I meant the Dodgers. The Brooklyn Dodgers baseball team.
Okay.
The L.A. Dodgers.
Yeah, bringing the baseball team back. Now you can have the Brooklyn Dodgers, the New York Mets, and the New York Yankees. Three teams in one city.
There were three teams in one city before.
I know, but that was...
Do they really like baseball that much in New York?
Yeah, well...
First of all, there's all those Broadway shows.
You have 11 million
shopping.
People in a tri-state area. You have 11 million people in a five-borough area to draw a pool from. That's why you can't get a ticket to a ball game anywhere.
There's
4 million Yankee fans.
Well, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, believe it or not. And I'm here with Peter Leonard.
It's been a great show. Thanks.
And Minda's here.
Hopefully China doesn't hack our emails.
Yeah, I'm going to talk a little with you guys about that. And, of course, we got some more stories from straight from the headlines we're going to bring you when we come back right after this.
And we're back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
In the USSR. in the U.S., back in the U.S., back in the USSR.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. You're back. And I'm here with Peter Leonard.
Thanks. I hope you passed the audition.
And Minda, by the way. And that was...
What happened? You shut the music off for me, huh? Thank you.
Well, I shut your speaker off while you're chewing on that granola bar.
Mmm. Wrapper and everything in it. Mm-hmm.
Those are awesome.
I'm starving.
That's 85 cents, please. Leave it in the cup.
Did you see how big of a box those things were in? I mean, it was at the bottom because there's probably one left, right? So, I mean, when that thing, I mean, the size of it was huge. I thought, yeah. Oh my God, these things are going to last fucking forever. But they're, you know what's awesome about those? Like in the morning, that's my breakfast. I just eat that, you know, on the way out when I'm running out somewhere.
Mm-hmm. And then, to McDonald's?
No, I don't go to McDonald's. I just got done telling you that I fucking eat one of those.
Every day?
Yeah. No, not every day. Sometimes I don't eat any breakfast. Sometimes I just drink a cup of coffee. And I run out the door, and then I come back and do this. And
does
you
that
know,
fuel you? Do you feel good? Do you feel like
I tell you what that thing does do? It does do is that boy. I got if you're not regular, that thing
make a duty.
Yeah, it's got like a grain in it, doesn't it? Whatever it, that.
Wow.
You know, so it makes you
bran.
Yeah, a little bran, I guess. And you know, next thing you know,
let me ask you a question. Movement. Twice you mentioned the fact that she might have taken the last one in the box.
I think I only mentioned it once. I think I only mentioned it that. See, he's in a dick mode today, isn't he? This guy.
A little bit. Well,
he mentioned it to me when she was in the room.
He gets mad if I say something about his fucking joke, but then he points out, like, trying to, like, cause, like, you know what I'm saying? That's the kind of stuff that you have to ask yourself. Like, okay, you're going to get, when somebody gets mad at somebody else, but then they go and they do something douchebaggy. But, you know, it's like, what the fuck, man?
Well, just so everyone can feel better.
Yeah.
He confused what I was eating with another bar that did only have one left. I did not take that one.
See, you know, that's exactly what I was
there was many bars left in the box in which that one
can you tell which one I like better?
Mm-hmm.
Now he's happy.
No wonder the other one makes you go regular. You know it's called Fiber One Bar, right?
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
You know what he goes.
Oh, is that what it is? The Fiber One Bar.
He said, "Can I have it?" He said that he muttered. He goes, "Hope she doesn't take the last one of my fucking."
I didn't say that. He's just
what?
He's just being a dickhead.
Don't worry. I have good guest etiquette. I would never take.
You could
the
have
last
had the last one,
but
I
that's okay.
Believe me, I think I ate all the other like 800 of them that are in there.
Well, yeah, you know, and that would do something to you if you ate all 800 at once.
Well, this is not all in one sitting, of course.
No, maybe.
It took many months. We've had that box for 2 or 3 months.
Is that a Costco purchase?
Pretty sure that's a Costco purchase.
Yeah, but, you don't get that size box in just the regular store.
You can rent cars now at Costco for $17 a day. They're in the car rental business.
Really?
$17 a day. It's half the price of Enterprise, Jiffy, Thrifty, any of them. I couldn't believe it, man. A friend of mine, I said, what kind of car
plus
are
the membership. It's, you know, and they sell everything in those places.
Oh,
you know?
God.
By the way, the
TVs
stock.
TVs and all kinds of
shit. They got high quality. Like, even like the stock has been great. You know, the stock, like, since it was 70, it's like 140 now.
Oh, my God.
It's been, you know, and that's within the last year or two. That's not like, you know, it's doubled.
I never would have imagined that.
Yeah, no. And listen, Costco, my mother-in-law had, you know, it's one of those things where you had to go with her. You know, she's a member, and we're not. I'm like, honey, can't we just get a? And she's like, what the fuck? You know, why
for $50 a year? Get your own membership.
We can't afford
right.
$50 a year and fucking pay it. You know what I mean?
It's a way to see my mother.
Yeah, well, you know, that could be a reason.
Yeah,
excuse.
And
to do
a lot
it.
Of times, right. Like you do have to get a lot of stuff, so it's probably nice if you go with another family member. If they only have a couple of people in the house and you only have a couple of people in the house, you can split the 200 pack of paper towels, right. Like because. Yeah. Do you really need all that?
Well, we do. I mean, especially the toilet paper.
You have the room. You have the room to store stuff. You've got a garage.
The only thing that sucks about that place, you have boxes. You don't have shit to put in your car.
Oh God!
You ever notice? I mean,
they cut the boxes so that things fall out of it.
Yeah. Well,
no, they cut the box. You can't. It's not a full box. BJ said they cut it at an angle. What do? You're trying to carry things in a flat piece of cardboard. What are you? You're doing me a big favor. Thanks.
Yeah. Can you go in there and bring your own paper bag? Like we save all the plastic bags.
You know, Aldi, you have to do that.
Yeah,
I never shopped at Aldi.
Everywhere in California, you have to do that. I've never seen, like, you are trained on the West Coast that you have to bring your own bag. All the or you have to buy a bag for 10 cents.
Right.
Every time you go someplace, every paper bag's 10 cents. It's crazy. They don't have plastic
bags. I'd stand outside and sell them for $5. That's a fucking business. Let's do that.
Anybody that sells
move to California, bring all our bags from here. How many bags do you have, by the way, Doug? You got thousands of Publix bags. Publix bags?
No, I don't have fucking thousands. What do I look like?
I bet you have at least 40 tucked into one bag.
I would imagine we probably got about less than 100 in that drawer in the kitchen.
Less than 100. That's a lot of bags, man.
Well, you know, those people in California, they won't buy your plastic bags. They don't like plastic.
They want the paper?
Yeah, they want something that's economically friendly. Yeah, or they all have their reusable bags. It's crazy.
Yeah, you mentioned that supermarket Aldi, which is kind of like a cheap, like a low-income kind of place.
Uh-huh.
I walked in that place. It's like I think I was in... The last time I was in Chicago.
Yeah.
And was with the guys from the World Series of Comedy. We went just shopping for stuff. Water. You know, when you first get somewhere for a few days, you get a thing of water and you bring it to the hotel and stuff. And you're walking there, and it's like the water was like, you know the place is bad when you can't even find good water.
No, it's like if Dollar General had a grocery store.
That's what it is.
It's all the Dollar General brands that you're always like, ew, what's that? Yeah, who makes that?
They spell, you know, the ketchup is, it looks like Heinz, but it's, you know, something else. And everything is, there's not a brand name.
It's not
anyway.
Even that good. I just want to find a water that doesn't look yellow.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It just didn't look right. Which on the other end of that, on the shopping, when it comes to stores here in South Florida, what's the other one now? Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
Right?
I think it's no big deal. Have you been to one?
I've been to them like in North Carolina a few times when I was up there. And my wife bought a bunch of wine because of the wine. She bought a bottle of Chardonnay, a bottle of, some basics.
Right.
And it's not too bad, you know, probably like a $5 to $8 bottle of wine for all I know. Because, you know, we usually try to drink a bottle of wine a night. So not a bad place, but it's nicer than the other place we're talking about.
It's
a much
Trader Joe's more like a Whole Foods?
Yeah, it is, but they don't have the extensive,
like a poor man's Whole Foods.
Like a smaller Whole Foods, like a couple of, they just
less specialized,
Whole
Foods.
They don't prepare. They don't have a fresh area where you get fresh prepared foods every day.
Right.
But they do have like these frozen prepared meals. And I looked at the back of it. My friend said, oh, that British guy you don't like.
That putz.
He goes, oh, you've got to try. I had the chicken tikka. You know, they make Indian food. They have like the special. I looked at a box of it. It was 700 milligrams of sodium.
That's not bad.
What?
It's bad, but it's not bad. I thought you could tell me like 1,500.
For the whole frozen food
For one portion, 700.
That's a lot, but for frozen food, it's not a lot. Yeah. If you went on the back of your like banquet meal it'd be like 1,000.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Even like, healthy choice?
I had a friend. Yeah. I had an old roommate.
Unless it's like sodium
light. I had an old roommate that said, look, I eat these broccoli dishes and all this kind of shit, and pastas and stuff. I'm like, dude, I don't care about fatter in those things. You know how much sodium you have in those things? Like, no, you're great. You turn it over, 800, 1,200.
Right.
It was ridiculous.
I wonder why you're thirsty all goddamn night. Yeah. It's so much freaking
salt. Is there a water fountain around here?
Yeah, to put one in your bedroom. It's like insanity.
Yeah, well.
I don't eat that shit, man.
No?
They had some good baked goods. Their fruit looked decent. Their vegetables looked decent. That's their big thing, I guess, And their box of Joe, whatever they call it, the wine. They sell wine in a box.
Wine in a box.
It's like $6.
Sounds great.
I think it's $2 Chuck or $3 Chuck. What's it called? What's it called, Ben?
I don't know. I don't really shop there.
So
I can barely see
good?
You. Man,
the box
smile.
Wine
I can't
good?
See you. Hold on.
Yeah, it's getting dark in the studios.
Yeah, wow.
What's going on out there?
Well, it's about to rain. It's early in the morning like this. How come it's so dark?
Straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
All right, it's time for that. Yeah, with Hiram Rios, straight from the headlines. All right. We haven't spoken about things as of now, but you touched upon it, the Sony hacked emails.
That's right.
Boy, it's so fun, and we talked about it a little bit yesterday, but everybody's being called out. Like, like, in other words, you send somebody a personal email about somebody. Now it's being exposed. Like, so-and-so's an asshole. This person is this. Can you imagine?
The entire industry in LA is paralyzed with, because they're threatening. We're going to be sending more of these. We're going to be leaking more of these out.
So right now there's a bunch of people going, oh, shit, what did I say? You know,
exactly.
Doing their resumes. They're very busy at Quick Copy and Resumes Plus in LA today.
Although, apparently, there was an additional threat of the fact that they were going to try to do some kind of terrorist events or bombing or something
at the studio or something,
or any theater that is playing the movie that they don't want.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good way to keep people from going to see a movie.
Oh, yeah.
Something along those lines. I don't know. That could have just been, you know, morning news propaganda, but I get my headlines fleeting in the morning.
Yeah.
Half asleep.
Mm-mm. Not good.
Yeah. No. Well, I'm really not a morning person. I don't understand all these people who are like, I get up at 6 a.m.
No, I'm not. I cannot do it, man. I actually, we get a headhunter called me the other day.
Mm-hmm.
We have a really big financial institution that would want to pay you up front, you know, bonuses and da-da-da-da-da. And, you know, I usually end the conversation with, do I have to wear a suit? You know.
Yeah, right.
And, but the numbers on this one were pretty high. I'm like, well, let's at least entertain it. And, yeah, and it was just, you know, it's just, no, just not going to.
6 a.m.
Yeah.
In your suit,
you got 8 o'clock conference calls.
Ugh.
To that story, leaked Sony emails discuss how loon American Hustle director felt up his transgender niece's breasts.
Weird.
David O. Russell mocked after being caught in a compromising position with relatives and his emails. You know, I mean, can you imagine?
His emails actually about him?
No, his emails. American Hustle director David O. Russell was called a loon for filling up his transgender's niece's breasts.
Yeah, that was a story that broke how many years ago? 4 or 5 years ago or something?
Well,
it was a true story. He was, it's a, right?
Yeah.
Apparently.
So what happened? So they're reading the emails?
According to the messages, got in trouble for the act, which his gossipy executive discussed alongside an anecdote of him bringing actress and director Sally Field to the party and making her cry.
He made Sally Field cry, flying nun. He made her cry. Yeah,
beleaguered co-chairman Amy Pascal was sent the message by Columbia Pictures executive Michael DeLuca discussing the incident involving 19-year-old Nicole Pelequin, according to the New York Post, page 6.
Pelequin.
Yeah, oh, God.
Fly, Pelequin, fly.
She's not a very... A transgender chick is not...
Doesn't look good.
Not a very attractive one.
She's here with her pants off.
Was she going?
She looks worse.
Female to male or male to female?
It was a male to female.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah.
So maybe he was just trying to cop a feel on fake boobies.
No,
or were they naturally hormonally enhanced? Or
you know how much Chaz Bono paid for his dick?
A lot, but he has a lot of money.
Yeah,
his mom is Cher. Yo,
the email said, "Quote David,
work again.
David's a loon." Talented, but geez, once I saw him bring Sally Field to a party and reduce her to tears. Plus, remember when he got in trouble for filling up his teenage transgender niece's sick boobs? The incident which went public back in 2012, did not result in a criminal charge after Florida sheriffs investigated the incident. Nicole Pelequin, who was born a boy, filed a police report after Russell groped both of her breasts. He's ambidextrous. While the two were working out at a hotel gym in Broward County on December 30th of 2011.
Yeah.
Everything's happening in Florida.
Everything weird does happen in Florida,
right?
Though. I'm okay with it.
It must be the heat.
Listen, there was a story yesterday about some woman who busted her husband. This is in like Arkansas or something. He was banging a pig. You know, or it's not just Florida. I mean, there's sicker shit that happens everywhere else. You know, it's crazy, man.
We just don't have a lot of farm animals here for people to have sex with. But I believe if we did have the space and people did have farms,
right,
that people here in Florida would have sex with them.
Right.
Yeah, well,
that seems about right, doesn't it?
If you can't go into town,
manatee.
Here's another story: a lawyer allegedly caught during a sexual encounter with jailed inmates. A local lawyer is banned from visiting her clients in jail after she was allegedly caught engaging in a sexual act with an inmate.
Yay!
There are scandalous allegations about what happened inside the Stanislaus County Jail, but the stories between the accused and the accuser are far different. Defense attorney Amber Lunsford is no stranger to the law. Now, she's defending herself, as the Stanislaus County Sheriff says she was caught having sexual relations with one of her clients in jail.
Only one?
Well, I mean, the guy doesn't have money, so he's got to pay her back some way.
Jesus.
So what is he saying?
Maybe she was checking, like, he was checking her briefs.
Deputies alleged she saw Lunsford sitting on an inmate's lap.
Oh, God.
With her hand down while down his jumpsuit and his hand up her skirt while she was meeting with him regarding a pending case.
I love that thing.
She claims I was raping her, and it was, we were reenacting it like this. I was trying to show her what I was really doing.
Exactly.
Quote, we believe there has been a false police report prepared. We have not seen the police report, so we don't know what lies have been told, said Lunsford's attorney, Mary Lynn Belcher. That Lunsford's attorney, Belcher, spoke to the news in defense of her of her actions. There was nothing that happened between Amber Lunsford and her client, said Belcher, because he didn't come.
Oh, Jesus. Is that what they said?
I'm only kidding. Her client wants her to continue with her representation. Yes.
Of course he wants her to.
I want to go back to see him.
Wow.
Belcher says the sheriff's department is trying to make her client look bad because Lunsford filed a court order against the department involving recently implemented jail restrictions that says violates her client's rights.
What do you mean I can't fuck my lawyer?
Yeah.
She fucking me and I'm a fucker.
I'm not fucking her. She's fucking me. Can't you see her sitting on my lap? The sheriff's department has now revoked Lunsford's access to any of her clients in jail until, takes care of that.
Vagina.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, what the fuck is that, man?
I mean, what kind of lawyer? I mean, fuck. Teachers have, unfortunately, because of that videotape of this. But teachers are fucking the kids. Now the lawyers are fucking the inmates.
Wow.
What's next? Right?
Unbelievable. What is next? What would be like the next thing in a power situation where you're, I don't know.
Think about that. Well, you had congressmen fucking their pages.
Yeah.
And they're, you know.
Oh, you got coaches fucking the players, Sandusky.
Right. Right.
Holy
Well, they
shit.
Weren't players. Those were kids.
Well, but they were on his their teams and shit.
No.
I mean, kids.
He was fucking the kids. The kids that he was taking care of, the foster. He wasn't fucking students. He was bringing kids from his.
Oh, that's much worse.
Yeah, it's much worse. So could you imagine like a football team or something like that? Yeah. You know, the coach gets caught fucking the head running back. You know what
right.
I mean?
Wow.
That would be the next story.
That'd be horrible.
Now, Drew Brees is caught in bed.
Who's this umpire just came out and said he was gay?
I don't know. I didn't hear about it.
Yeah. Some
first openly gay umpire?
Yeah. This other guy who had retired about 10 years ago came out with a book. You know what it's from, I think? Bending over, leaning over to catcher's ass.
You think that's what it is? You think homosexually is created based on how often you bend over?
No, bend over this and look at a catcher's rear end like that. You're bent.
You're
right
close.
Behind a guy.
Yeah, I mean, you're almost in, you know, you're almost having sex.
Right. The only thing stopping you
is... Hey, this doesn't feel so bad.
The only thing stopping you is a fastball.
Yeah.
I had a 106-mile-an-hour missile coming at your head.
I had a friend of mine post on Facebook that the main reason he can't deal with like MMA fighting, training that, it's kind of gay, you know what I mean? Because you're always like... And
your face is always in somebody's crotch.
Well, I don't know what MMA fighting you're doing, but that's the problem. When I would train with that, we'd wear gis. You wear the big thick gis, you're on mounted position, and you're always fucking embraced with a man for like an hour and a half in class, basically.
Right.
You know, it's like you know,
a sweaty.
After a while, you know, you're like, I mean, you're doing it for that, but then, you know, after a while, you're like, hey, man, you want to go have a drink? Okay.
Yeah, a big muscular.
You know, sweaty. I mean, sometimes shit like that can happen.
Yeah, I was talking more about mat work. Sorry.
What do you think I'm talking about?
You said MMA.
That's mat work. So you're on the ground. You're trying to choke. You're trying to get on people.
Yeah, and when you do mat work, your face is constantly in somebody's crotch. It always is.
What kind of hold? What kind of like offense
all
are you trying
them.
To? Are you, like, I can imagine your ex boyfriend or some guy you're dating is an MMA guy. And he says, "Look, here's a move. Here, put your face down by my
Hold
crotch.
On. You do the play by play. Show us right here.
Come
here.
I know. Get the fuck
out
of here.
But in judo,
I look like an idiot.
Throw me on the
aside from a leg scissor when somebody you got somebody in a scissor or a choke, like you do a triangle with your legs and you try to break their shoulder. I can't think of any other thing where your crotch, like, just, sometimes when you're in escape.
It always seems like when you're rolling around with somebody that their fucking crotch is right
that
there.
That must happen
face.
In your judo class a lot. I imagine the guy's like, no one's actually trying to get her and, like, pin her. They're always just trying to get her in a 69 position.
Oh, wait a second. This just in, here's the thing on the internet. Judo teacher arrested for crotch in base at Minda's class.
Yeah.
Details at 6.
Local judo instructor gets questioned on crotch face.
Right.
Crotch face, you know.
Attacks.
Yeah. Okay, everybody. But I mentioned this is a true story. In my Hapkido class, my wife was in those classes. The instructor, I mean, every fucking time would, like, grab my wife and say, okay, you know, Kaylin, sit down, lay down on the mat. You know, let me get in the mounted position, and you defend. You know,
yeah.
I'm like, motherfucker, can't you pick somebody else besides my wife every time you prick?
You should have tossed him around, dude.
Nah, he was a badass.
Was he?
Yeah, I mean, the guy was a master instructor of Hapkido, so the guy would just grab your arm and twist it, and you
Yeah,
I mean, like a cigar. You know what I mean? That's how he was. His technique was flawless. I mean, I'd spar with him a few times. One time we're sparring, like, full contact, and my legs were my devastating. I kicked the guy in the head, you know, and he was like, ooh, he kind of got woozy and stuff, and I thought, oh, my God, I'm going to get fucked up now. You know what I mean?
Right.
When you hit your instructor in the head and you fucking wobble him a little
now
bit.
Now, you guys wore those things,
we
right?
had the headgear with the face, like almost like a face mask. Like,
padding.
You would do ground and pound. You would get, like, talk about training. That you would wear your uniform and stuff, but then once you got to the floor, you try to pound him in the face with forearms and elbows.
Wow, fuck.
So you had to wear the mask. I mean, you're not going to literally crush somebody's face, but until they can defend and learn how to flip you or throw you over or whatever.
Jesus.
Hey, you guys mentioned football. Here, I'm straight from the headlines. The unexpected threat to the Super Bowl.
Uh-oh.
We talked about terrorist acts.
Yeah, look who's singing.
Who?
Katy Perry. She's a halftime. For men. For a men's sport, we have Katy Perry.
Well, good. The guys looking at her tits.
Well, that's true.
Here's the thing. If you already bought tickets to the Super Bowl or are looking forward to watching it, your friends and family, you may be surprised to learn that there is a chance it might not be played.
Oh, please.
Congress first needs to make a decision on renewing a piece of legislation that you possibly never have heard of, TRIA, the Terrorism Risk Insurance Act. You aware of that?
No, I'm not.
TRIA was signed into law back in 2002 after the aftermath of 9/11 terrorist attacks, establishing a risk-sharing partnership between the federal government and the insurance industry that made terrorism insurance widely available to U.S. businesses. Among them, organizers of sporting events without federal support, most insurers have been unwilling to offer the coverage.
Wow.
TRIA was renewed in 2005 and in 2007 to expire on December 31st unless Congress renews it. There's only 2 weeks left.
The Super Bowl. Can you imagine the economic devastation that would lead to? Do you know how much a 60-second commercial costs on the Super Bowl this year? $3.5 million for a 60-second commercial. Mm. That's a 60.
So you think they'll come up with money?
That's probably 30.
With stuff like that being said, you would think that perhaps that there's no way the Super Bowl could not be, but recent news a few years ago, FIFA, which is the Football International Federation Association, organizer of the World Cup, could not find insurers to cover the final game of the 2006 tournament at a cost it judged reasonable. FIFA was eventually able to structure a special financial instrument so the games could go on, but this took several months.
I'm sure the Super Bowl will happen. One, nobody cares about soccer in America, so that's why that didn't happen.
Well, this was the World Cup, so this wasn't America, but...
That's their bad.
Well, they still had the fucking game.
Look where all the places where soccer first of all, is
let's,
popular
let's, let's get,
is not really
first
places
of all, let's get something
have...
straight. The World Cup it dwarfs the Super Bowl when it comes to...
You're 100% correct.
Global viewing and everything. So
yeah,
you
just
can't
everyone
say the Super
watching,
Bowl,
it's fucking poor.
It's very ethnocentric.
That's
of you.
The difference. Yeah, there's zero buying power with the
right.
World Cup.
Uh huh.
Because everyone's sitting in a hut and there's
ask
20
Nike
people
and Adidas how the World Cup worked for them.
Watching a little TV this big.
Yeah.
Looking at it. Yeah. Ask Nike.
Goal!
Ask Nike and Adidas how they feel about the revenues they generated in the last World Cup.
I'll give them a call right after the show.
Yeah, do that. You find out you'll find out what's real.
Yeah, should I call your contact at Nike or Adidas or mine?
Call yours.
Oh, okay.
How are those bathrooms working at the over there in Brazil during the World Cup. Now they, they forgot.
I don't know.
No, they barely
had
the infrastructure in place to pull it off. Right. I watched a couple of documentaries on it.
Right. Yeah, they barely got. There's a lot of places not even finished.
Yeah.
Right, not appropriate stuff.
Oh. Thank God.
So, I mean, can you imagine that the Super Bowl would not be played because of an act? And not only that, but if it doesn't pass, I say, fuck it, we're going to go along with it anyway. Next thing you know,
mm-hmm.
because that was a big fear that a terrorist act would occur on, you know, at a sporting event.
See the movie Black Sunday?
Yeah. Like when I go to the Heat games, we walk through metal detectors now.
Oh that, my that's, God.
This is the first time this year they had
it. Are you serious?
That. They used to have people with a wand outside, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, LaQuisha would sit there and like, yeah, what's that?
Dolphin games too, man. I went to a dolphin game. They would wave them with a wand. They go, what is that going to do?
It makes sure you don't have metal on your body.
Yeah, it makes you go.
Plastic explosives in your shoes. They have plastic explosives that go in your shoes.
Yeah, well.
Do they? I wouldn't know about that.
Sure. We don't wear shoes. Look at your
yeah,
feet.
Yeah, you couldn't put any bombs in those things.
No, she's wearing sandals.
Hey, here's something that you would like a terrorist act to blow up if it actually came to fruition. But Vivid Entertainment offers Mama June $1 million for a sex tape.
Oh, man.
From Honey Boo Boo, huh?
Yeah, but you know what? There's a lot of, like, what are they called?
Chubby chasers. Yeah.
They'll take that.
Have you seen that new thing that was out there with crushing? Where guys, little dudes or whatever, would pay these huge fat fucking heifers,
yeah,
to come out and like just a, you know, they're in their underwear
and lay on them
and sit on them and like flop them in the head with their big rolls of fat.
Wow,
I mean, you ever see? I mean, on Facebook, I've seen a few of it. You know, the guy's sitting on a bed and this huge, this pig is just
sitting on his face.
Yeah. And the fucking guy is enjoying it. I'm like, really? Is this? Do you like that?
Wow. I got to tell you something. That's vile, isn't it?
Well,
I don't watch those kinds of things.
Well, yeah. But just fat people. Like fat
well,
women,
I
just
mean,
don't be mean foals. To fat people.
Some people are bigger than others.
Well, okay.
You know, I'll tell you one thing. There's a lot of like heavy set ladies out there who pull themselves together and have all those little chubby chaser boys chasing after them. They get more play.
You know why?
Than
they
a
work.
Pretty, than a skinny girl.
They work.
Well, you know what they say about fat women when it comes to certain sexual acts.
What? Oh, they're good at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they have to be.
Yeah, they can, you know, you got to make up for it somewhere. That, you know, you heard the expression,
yeah,
fat girls are good at giving head.
I've heard that.
And I will tell you it's true.
Yeah.
I will tell you that if I took my 10 best blowjobs
and ranked them,
six of them women were bigger women.
Oh, you really? Think it's because they treat your penis like food?
Yeah, they
the
probably
chewing.
Think it's, oh, they probably think it's a point. Yeah, they probably think it's like a Coney
they
Island
just
dog.
Go at, yeah, like it's a popsicle or whatever. No, a pudding
they,
pop.
Yeah.
That's what Cosby probably
it's a pudding pop.
Just pretend
put
it's
it
a
in
pudding
your
pop.
Mouth.
Yeah,
I'll be putting it in you.
Mama June may have lost her TV show after allegedly getting back together with her child sex offender boyfriend, who molested her own daughter. But apparently, someone is still willing to pay this woman for an on-screen appearance with Sugar Bear. Enter Vivid Entertainment, who brought us Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee sex tape. Did you see that one?
Oh, boy.
See that one?
It wasn't a short.
No.
Yeah.
I've never seen a penis with an elbow in it. You got to see that tape. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And as well as Kim Kardashian's, which
there is such a thing as too big. You guys know that, right?
Not according to
Pam. I mean, unless you're like one of those girls that really have it all worn out down there.
Yeah.
If you have a normal size vagina, there is such thing as too big.
That look like Yogi Berra's catcher's mitt.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys that would not want to talk about that because you're like, yeah, I never heard a complaint. Or maybe, let's see. So, I mean, I'm not going to pay. I would not want to see this woman at all. I don't even want to see her pig.
This is the thing, right?
On the screen. I'm reading the story. I'm looking at this fucking pig, and I'm like, ugh.
But if Peter came over here and said, yo, I got it pulled up. Watch this real quick.
No, I wouldn't. It's like Faces of Death. I don't think it's...
Yeah,
I don't have any interest in seeing that fucking photo.
Watched Faces of Death, right?
I watched, I was younger at the time.
All right.
You wouldn't watch it now.
You know, so maybe if you were younger, you'd
right,
watch
if,
it?
If I was 9, 10 years old and you asked me if I'd want to see Mama June get laid, I'd probably...
9, 10? How about 18?
I'd want to see Hot Babe.
I don't know.
18.
Well, everyone prefers a hot... but if that's all... I don't know. I figured maybe it's like a
train
ride.
It would turn me off to sex forever. If I was 18 and I saw that...
Wouldn't it give like you hope that anyone could get laid?
Like a vagina that looked like the Holland Tunnel? No, I don't think so. I never had a problem
well, then.
With that. Never had a problem. I don't know. Fat broads, who knows? They're very loving, though. There's more to love.
Have you had sex with some fat woman?
One. One fat woman in my life.
Yep. One?
Mm-hmm.
They're not easy to get into, by the way.
I had to use the... Well, first of all...
I
had to bring the jaws of life to get her thighs apart.
It's not kidding when you got to roll them in powder, you know, and find the wet spot. Sometimes
her belly button for the first half hour. I didn't know it. I swear to God. Until she said, "Do you want to try my pussy?" I said, "Oh, my God. What do you mean, try your pussy? What is this?" Wow. I was at her belly button.
Maybe I'll stay here. This is just as fun.
I'm telling you. Frightening.
Sounds disgusting.
It does, doesn't it? But that's, you know, what are you going to do?
I don't know.
Hey, now that we're in the holidays, you know the shelf on the, the Elf on the Shelf?
Okay.
You ever hear of the Elf on the Shelf?
Yes, I am aware of it. I've never participated in such things.
My family didn't either. We didn't really have the Elf on the Shelf. I mean,
what is that?
Every once in a while you would have it, but I don't think my mother understood what it was.
I'm a Jew. What is that?
The Elf on the Shelf is basically...
But usually, you have Facebook? Every idiot out there is...
The little elf.
Yeah, every day you stick the elf someplace.
Okay.
Yeah, so like in your house, what you're supposed to do is right after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Is you have the little elf and you put it in your house somewhere and it just sits there looking, you know... And then the next day you move it. You move it around the house like he's keeping an eye on things, right? That's the theory.
Oh, right? Is that what he's doing?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I
just thought people wanted funny pictures.
That's a Hispanic alarm system for your home. That's what that is. That's
the Christmas chupacabra?
Yes. This is what we're doing.
Elf on the Shelf conditions kids to accept surveillance state. This is a recent study now. Toronto, could there be something more sinister behind the little elf sitting on the shelf who returns to the North Pole each night? Yes, says Laura Pinto, a digital technology professor at the University of Ontario Institute of Technology. Boy, yeah. That's right up there with Harvard. Or MIT. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She recently published a paper titled "Who's the Boss?" on the doll, saying the idea of reporting back to Santa each night on the child's behavior sets up children for dangerous, uncritical acceptance of power structures, according to this report.
Oh, my God. So do the light cameras that I watched posted on the four-way stop out here by your house as I was sitting at the red light. I looked
what is
up.
That?
They're on the... intersection.
Oh, the red light cameras?
Yeah, they have you look up and there's a camera on every freaking light post.
You know what's funny about that, though? I don't think those are even admissible in court anymore. Isn't that what Florida said?
Yeah, they ruled them inadmissible. I know what else they're doing.
He's off his game today,
isn't he? What they're going to do? No, you know what? They're suing the city of Boynton Beach.
Yeah.
There's like a class action suit because they took...
When I lived up north, they tried to do that, and for like a year in Ohio... The town that was near where I lived, they just racked up money. I mean, they were bringing in money left and right over those things. And then, same thing, court case reversed it.
Want to hear the wildest thing, man? You know, I rented a car. I was in a car accident a month ago. So I had a car for a month from Enterprise, making a short story. I was smart enough to take my Sun Pass out of my car and put it in my rented car, right? So in the meantime, about a week after I turned my rental car in, I got a letter in the mail from Enterprise saying that I went through $8.95 worth of tolls and I owed them $25 because they were going to charge me a $15 fee to pay the SunPass tolls for me. I said, well, stop right there, sweetheart, because they charged me. I got my SunPass bill.
Mm-hmm.
I had the SunPass with me. You can walk through a toll and they're going to charge you.
Right.
You get billed.
As long as that mechanism goes through.
Correct. But since they saw that it didn't register the fact that they registered that it's a Volvo, red Volvo going through with your SunPass, but I'm driving through the toll with a rented silver, whatever the hell
they
I was driving.
They declined the
charge. Right. So I said, listen, I already paid for those tolls, so I'm not fucking paying.
No, you didn't.
Huh?
If SunPass decided to take them off and not accept those charges through your SunPass unit, you never paid it.
I did pay it. They took it. They deducted it from my kitty. You know, you put dollars in the SunPass thing. You
know, I know, but what you're saying is that SunPass didn't accept it because you were in a different car than you normally were. So they didn't take it because you're not in your red Volvo. You're in a Nissan Cube or something.
They were double billing. What they were doing was they were taking pictures of the fact that this unknown car was riding.
Oh,
through.
So you were getting plate charged.
Yes, plate charged.
Yeah. That's what they do now in SunPass. If you don't have a SunPass, they take a picture of your plate.
Correct, and they just plate charge.
But that's weird because if your SunPass was going through, they should have rented, they should have registered it, and that shouldn't have coded it.
Right.
Imagine how many people are probably getting double charged and shit, and they don't even know. Like, I mean, I would know because I only put a certain amount of money in to my, you know, every I replenish my Sun Pass. I don't know if anybody, that's your Easy Pass for those of you listening outside Florida. Your toll pass mechanism that reads your thing, right? And you know, I basically based on my driving, I think it's like $50 a month. And it always seems to be okay. You know,
it's a good number,
right? I mean, and all of a sudden, if it said, "Hey, you ran out of money, you got to replenish." Now you got to be careful. Don't let it re-automatically kick your account. You know, like I, my wife pays the bill, so I don't know if all of a sudden, hey, you know, there was $350 charges this month.
You know, now, does she have SunPass also for her card?
Yeah, we
so
all have
two,
yeah.
And you're also tied to the same account. So,
right.
Interesting.
Well, she pays. She has her own. Each SunPass has its own account. You don't have a joint family account for SunPass.
Okay.
Each fucking unit.
Each
has
car
its own.
Has their own. Okay.
Yeah. Huh. Learn how it works.
How wild.
I don't have SunPass? One. No, I'm.
You stop at tolls and have to.
Well, you know, the whole
no,
idea
I
that's...
just blow through it and it takes my plate. But I've actually never gotten a notice of how much I owe anybody.
Shit, she's going
so
to jail this weekend.
I don't know where that's going.
Wait a minute.
But it's
you,
not
you never
to
got
my...
billed from SunPass.
No.
Oh, you know what happens is
no,
on your registration
the
renewals.
Plate.
I think you got to be paid. If when
I
you
just
gotta...
renewed, there was no.
Oh my
charges.
God.
You, are you wearing? You have like a fake plate on your car?
No, I have a very real plate, and it's visible.
It's written in crayon.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on, but I just keep doing my thing.
I love that.
I think you I might
found
have
a
found
loophole.
A little way to beat the system.
Yeah, you found a loophole.
You're when you go kidding. Into the sun.
She's not really going through it. She's driving around the fucking
I love
thing.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, talking about this thing of surveillance, which we're going to relate to this thing with SunPass. You know, do you think that kids are thinking that the little the fucking elf is watching them is like a way of accepting?
I mean, I think it yes, but it's just one of a million ways that. That's we're being preconditioned
like,
for that.
When you were a kid, did you actually think to yourself, knowing Santa Claus, like, hey, you know what? I better be good because I want to get like shit that. For Christmas. Did you ever like not do something because you didn't want to get pissed off Santa Claus?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah,
at
what
I'm sure
point
there was
did you guys realize there was no Santa Claus? Seriously, at one point did you people realize that
he's
there was
not real?
No fucking Santa Claus? No, really.
I couldn't even tell you when question. I think I realized that when my you know my parents used to have me look through the Sears catalog and tell me what I wanted.
Oh.
That's a, you know, as
but
a
then
kid,
you had to say, well, you could write it down and write a letter to Santa. That could be, you know,
no,
pick what you want.
And then that, you know, and they would buy shit and they'd just
leave it everywhere.
Yeah, leave it on the kitchen table.
Oh, really?
No.
That's funny.
I mean, you know, listen, I was probably, who knows, I probably believed in Santa up until
last week.
I was five or six, maybe.
Oh, that's not
seven.
So bad. There's kids who were 8 years old.
I remember one time a friend of the family, you know, because back then the family used to all get together around the holidays, you know, Hispanic family. We all came from New York, like
you
three or four.
Talking to everybody.
Everybody,
yeah.
Everybody was coming around. And so I remember one time Manny, one of our family friends, he dressed like Santa Claus. And all of a sudden, some of the older kids come in the house. Holy cow, Santa Claus just landed on the roof. You know, you're like, what? And then, you know, we're all like walking around. All of a sudden, he walks in with the Santa Claus outfit.
Right.
And we're all like, holy shit, you know.
Yeah.
I think I knew, I thought I believed in him at that point. Mm-hmm. But I kind of realized it was probably Manny.
What about the Tooth Fairy?
Yeah.
You, Minda?
Tooth Fairy? I don't know. I think by like eight.
Easter Bunny?
Easter Bunny, Tooth Fairy, I think I let that all go real early.
Did you let one go
Santa,
earlier?
Yeah.
Like, I believe in Santa, but the Tooth Fairy, come on. What do you
that's
think I am?
That's ridiculous. Yeah.
Captain
Tooth Fairy,
Crunch.
Come on, dude.
Yeah, or Easter, like the Easter Bunny, clearly not
right.
real.
The
you
Great
know,
Pumpkin?
But I think, yeah, exactly.
The Great
like,
Pumpkin.
I think Christmas has the only symbolic character where you
right.
think, well, maybe... There's
well, they always said there was a real Saint Nick. They said it's based on you know people, you know the theory of people going in there and delivering gifts on a certain day of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or there's a local pedophile trying to look at the kids sleeping.
Right.
Anyway, this is Wake Up with Dougie Show, and I'm here with Minda and Peter Leonard.
Yeah, we are,
and we'll be back with a little more right after this.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
All I can
Welcome back to the show. It's Wednesday here on the WEI Network and IRN Internet Radio Network. And don't forget, we're here Tuesday through Thursday with all new shows. And on Monday, Encore Mondays are exclusively on IRN, 10 a.m. all shows. And, of course, on Friday, the Best of All Time shows are on. And a good one being picked out for this Friday, so stay tuned for that. Hey, don't forget, this Saturday, on December 20th, me and Tim Hanlon are going to be at the Brevard Comedy Club, which is located in the Holiday Inn in Melbourne, Vieira, Melbourne,
Sweet.
Florida. Yeah, so Tim Hanlon and myself, be your entertainment. And then on the 23rd, I'll be over at Jordan's room at the Aroma Hookah Lounge in Wellington. That's some upcoming dates. No Wise Guys shows for the rest of the year.
Oh,
really? Next year, yeah. Hmm. First one will be whatever that first Wednesday is, January 6th. Hmm. John Fish is your headliner. Late night Letterman show and other TV appearances, Access High, Access TV, Comedy, Gotham Central, whatever. Funny guy. And again, we got a lot of great people coming. We got Mike Kaplan. Mm-hmm. Just booked Michael Lawrence, that's going to be coming. Hmm. Max DiCelli, Rich Voss, Bob Levy's going to be coming here at the end of, I think it's the end of January, isn't it?
I love Bob Levy.
And so he'll be in the studio with us all week.
Beautiful, man.
And then you're going to have to be in the studio with Bob.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
How exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't talked to him for a while.
And so, yeah, a lot of stuff coming up. So
that Wednesday's the 7th, by the way, just you know.
Is it? 7th. Mm-hmm. Wednesday the 7th. That'll be John Fish, myself, and I'm trying to remember who else. Lori Ferreira is going to be in a guest spot, local comic that night.
No kidding.
And who is it? I don't know if it's Wayne Felberboy is doing my feature that night. I can't remember. I got to look, but. You don't like it. Wayne's getting better, man. It's funny. You just made that look like.
Well, look, I have Tourette's.
Oh, okay. Just wondering.
No, I was on a sale. This is so funny, man. I don't know if I told you this. I was on a sales call today. I was pitching this horrible client, this huge thing, and kind of going very quickly. This woman, in the middle of this conversation, and my boss is with me, we're trying to close her, a trial close. Dougie, you've done that. She, all of a sudden, the audience can't see this, but she throws her head back and starts, like, you know, gyrating. Like, you know, just, so I'm thinking, oh, great, she's going to buy this thing. I says, I'm going to make some money today.
Is that the buying signal you got?
Yeah.
So all of a sudden,
she looked like she was having a seizure, and I thought clearly it was a yes.
She definitely wants to buy
it. So
us.
The funny thing is, she says, I'm really sorry, I have Tourette's. I go, oh, I thought you were going to, you know, you said you were going to say yes, you're going to buy the. The thing she goes, well, that's not it. But I said, could do that again. That was kind of funny. She probably mixes a great drink, though, you know?
Yeah, what, in her mouth?
Well, no, but, you know, the whole thing goes, the whole body. You can just put a, you know, shaker in her hand. And
at least she wasn't shouting profanity at you.
No, I would have loved
those that. Are fun Tourette's people, because I like profanity, so...
Yeah.
Just makes me like them even
it
more.
Is funny.
Hey, by the way, a little bit of music. I'm surprised you didn't tell us this today, but Ringo Starr joins Rock Hall of Fame.
Isn't that the greatest? Well, he's already in there as a Beatle, but he's going in as a solo artist. And guess what? Who had the most hits, the most number one singles in the 70s as a former Beatle? Ringo Starr.
Right.
He had 7 top 10 singles. He beat McCartney. He beat Lennon. He beat Harrison.
Right.
He had, I can probably name 5 out of 7, but they were all... big hits, man. The No No song and, you know, You're 16. Remember that?
Yeah. You're 16.
You're beautiful.
And,
he had, you know,
and you're mine.
Why would you think I would know that?
Because you were 16 at the time when it probably came out.
Beatles drummer.
And it was a big hit. It was, and everybody. All the
how old do you think I am? God.
I don't know, 30?
So I was 16 when that song came out?
Maybe. The song came out in the 70s, yeah.
Okay, well, I wasn't.
Look, I was a teenager. I was a fucking teenager there.
And you wouldn't know the tune, would you?
No.
How about for a Sweet 16?
He always talks Rain about shit here. Like it's like within the last 20 years, and he doesn't realize it was like 50 years ago.
Because you're so hip and smart, I thought that you were at least.
Yeah, well, I don't really like the Beatles or Ringo Starr.
Beatles drummer Ringo Starr is one of the new of inductees onto the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for 2015.
Yeah,
74-year-old Ringo, who was born Richard Starkey, Jr. will get a special award for musical excellence. The Beatles are already in the hall, as are John Lennon, Paul McCartney, and George Harrison as solo artists.
Right.
Starr, who has had successful solo career, was asked by Rolling Stone magazine what this meant, and he replied, "It means recognition, and it means finally the four of us are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, even though we're the biggest pop group in the land, though now it looks funny in black and white." Yeah, that was a joke. Like,
was that a pop song you played before that, back in the USSR, or did that rock out, man?
Yeah.
That fucking rocked.
Like Revolution, another rocking song. The Beatles. You know, that was a joke. It's like putting Ringo in the Hall of Fame. He was definitely not one of the greatest drummers. He wasn't even the best Beatles drummer.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
he has nice hair.
Peace and love.
Nice
peace
hair gets you far in life.
That's what he used to say. Peace and love. Peace and love. And he married the hottest broad out of all the Beatles. At least she had both her legs.
And yeah. He stayed alive.
You know, and that's stayed
she
alive.
She could sing a little better.
Yeah.
It's funny when you watch these guys now from the day, like, and they're older now. You know what I mean? It's like, I told you I could have got tickets for the Who 50. And like, who the fuck wants to go see those guys on stage now?
I'd love to, man.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, by the way, I did buy tickets to Fleetwood Mac.
And
you know what? I messed up because I could have started buying them on Friday because they went on sale Sunday.
Uh-huh.
I could have went on there as a season Miami season ticket holder and bought them, like get first dibs.
Oh,
and I thought
shit.
So. I went on there. I looked at reread the email. Like fuck, it was since Friday.
Damn.
Whatever it is now. It ends Sunday because it goes on sale Sunday.
How to see?
But I got like in the upper in the corner section, like 15th row. You know, that's not too bad. I bought two, though. I didn't want to make a big... If they're on the floor, who the hell... There's a lot of people that probably want to go see Fleetwood Mac.
Well, Stevie Nicks is back with the band. Christy McVie. It's a whole original band.
And you know what? The people that are Fleetwood Mac fans have the money.
Yes.
These people have money.
Right.
You know? These people aren't like, you know, schmegs. You know?
Yeah. Now you're talking about classic rock guys, you know?
Hey, you said you had a story about how to wash a cat.
This is really quite funny. And,
now you have a cat. You've owned cats.
I've owned cats, yes.
You have a cat now.
I do.
How do you bathe your cat?
I don't. Cats
you don't.
Bathe themselves.
They clean themselves.
It doesn't go outside, so what would I
then clean you don't need to
for?
Worry about it.
Yeah, I keep it simple.
Some guy at Meatball Room, when I did your show the other day, that one guy was talking about how he washes his dog's feet.
Yeah.
With paws every time he comes from outside.
Yeah, how crazy is that?
And I'm like, I told my wife that night, I said, we don't wash our dog's feet.
How gay is that? He must sleep under the covers with him. That's why. He doesn't want him to have dirty feet. Do you wash your feet before you get into bed at night, by the way?
No, but I rarely walk around my house barefooted. I always have, like, flip-flops or socks.
You do?
Or
I don't know. I like to walk barefoot. Dougie, you walk barefoot?
I'm getting out of the habit. Every once in a while around the house, when around the house, I do. But then when I go out, anytime I'm going to walk out back, then I'll put my flip-flops on.
Yeah, in the morning you put on the robe and the smoking jacket.
Yeah, exactly. Right, big pipe.
But this is how you had to wash a cat. You ready? First of all, you put both lids of the toilet up and add an eighth of a cup of pet shampoo to the water in the bowl. That's how you start.
You flush it first, right? You don't put it in there with the big duty in there.
No, it's a clean toilet. Then you pick up the cat and you soothe him. You pet him nicely. You carry him to the bathroom.
Now, my understanding, cats, they don't like water.
Some
so if you're
going to
get your cat,
some cats
the cat's not going to fight you trying to stick him in the toilet bowl, then you're going to fucking flush me in the
probably.
Toilet bowl? Like that fish that died?
I actually used to take my cat in the shower with me, and he would go in the shower, right, and I'd shampoo him. I swear to God, and he wouldn't mind it, and I'd blow dry him. This is a crazy cat. You carry the cat in the bathroom, and one smooth movement, you put the cat in the toilet, and you close the lid. Now, some cats, depending on how big they are and strong they are, you may need to stand on the lid. Number four, at this point, the cat will self-agitate and make ample suds because they're going to be moving around in there with the water and the soap, right? Never mind the noises that come from the toilet. The cat is actually enjoying this. A lot of people don't know that, Doug.
Yeah.
Yeah. They actually,
it's like when a woman says, stop it. You're like, it really means go.
Yes. Flush the toilet three or four times, and that provides like the power wash and a rinse, you know.
And you got to try to keep the cat from going down the toilet.
Make sure that you don't drown your cat.
Well, I hope your cat's not, you know, tiny. It's not a kitten. You're not going to do a kitten. They don't get that dirty. Have someone open the front door of your home and be sure that there are no people between the bathroom and the front door. Okay? Stand well back behind the toilet if you can and quickly lift the lid. The cat will rocket out of the toilet.
When did you close the lid?
You closed it. That was
right after you put it in.
Right after you put it in. And I said you may need to stand on the lid because the cat's going to be thrashing around, right? Okay, so then the cat will rocket out of the toilet, streak through the bathroom, and run outside where he will dry himself off.
Oh, that's good. They just got done cleaning. He's going to run outside and go rub against the tree.
And both the toilet and the cat will be clean, by the way. If you clean your toilet at the same time.
Wow.
Yep.
That's a hell of a...
I think it's great. I'm going to try this when I get home tonight.
All right. Why don't you tape
this? This is released by the ASPCA today. This is, I'm very curious.
It sounds very humane.
I'm going to try it.
Yeah, well.
How do you bathe your dogs, Doug? You just throw them in
the
pool?
The wife takes care of it. The big one, which she takes outside, you know, with the hose.
Mm-hmm.
She's good. She just stands there.
Yeah, she's a great
dog. The little dog in the laundry sink. You know, the laundry bin over there.
Oh, yeah.
Bring him in there. And yeah, he's a little jerk off.
Dude, he's got to jump out of that thing. He tries to jump out of there, no? When you put water on
him? Yeah, he can fight it. When I understand. I mean, thank God. God bless my wife for doing all that.
Yeah.
Hey, here's a little story to try to finish up the show with today. But you guys are Seinfeld fans, right?
Yes.
Love Seinfeld.
Yeah? You like Seinfeld?
Very much so.
There's certain movies, I don't want to mess up anything when you're a teenager, but there's certain movies that you'll always remember important quotes from. You know, like Stripes, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I once got, you know, it's like going into Cleveland. You got my ass beat in Cleveland, whatever, you know?
Anybody calls me Francis,
yeah,
I'll kill you.
Yeah. Simmer down, Francis.
Right.
And whatever. Mm-hmm. The other one, now, if we're in Germany, mm-hmm. that's one of my favorite ones, with the bunk. Like, sometimes you're in a regular situation with friends who are like, well, you know, I should sit shotgun. I'm like, well, if we're in Germany, you know, yeah, that kind of thing.
Right.
But here is the, if you're a Seinfeld fan.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, there's, of course there's nothing wrong with that.
And that's a quote.
All right, let's go. Let's hit it. I'm so excited to hear it, because I have actually said I don't speak any other language.
Yada, yada, yada.
But I do speak Seinfeld.
All right, well, let's see what we got here.
Hello! Yeah. So we go into NBC, we tell them we got an idea for a show about nothing.
Exactly.
They say, what's your show about? I say nothing.
There you go.
I think you may have something here.
Stop them.
Yeah.
No soup for you!
That's a big one.
That's a shame. I say that all the time. Want to go in fresh. I don't want to hear anymore.
Right.
Separate worlds. That's a quote that I use all the time.
Really?
Worlds colliding.
Because
I usually keep the comedy very separate from my business or my personal life. And I do not like it when the worlds collide. Like, I talk about that a lot. Because my friends are always like, oh my God.
Two Georges.
We want to go.
All right. All right, let's just see what we got.
We have something here. Who wants to have some fun?
Well, let's start the insanity.
Giddy up. Vandalay, Vandalay, Vandalay.
Shut up.
Vandalay, Vandalay, Vandalay.
Wet and wild.
Vandalay, Vandalay, Vandalay.
Dolores!
The sea was angry that day, my friends.
The sea was angry that day.
I say that all the fucking time, man. They say, how was the beach today? I go, the sea was angry that day, my friends. I say it all the fucking time. That's the greatest line.
I like that one. With
tunnel syndrome.
Hello. Sorry, the card says moops.
A bird ran into my giant freak head.
I got jiggy with it.
I broke the covenant of the keys.
I am speechless. I am without speech.
Oh, I got the ball.
That is one magic loogie.
There you go. The old, talking about the...
What's his name?
The spitting.
Yeah, magic loogie from Keith Hernandez from the Mets. That was a wild episode.
Too. Yeah. Well, I was hoping that'd go a lot better.
Sometimes you got to watch your videos before you just throw them right on air.
I think they were better. They were
living
better.
And learning.
It said, well, that's the thing. It says they were going to list them, and then they had a list. Now I'm pulling up a video.
There were much better quotes, I think, than, you know.
Well,
I think the Seinfeld ones. You said weren't even on there, and they were the better.
Well, I'm...
Right?
I'm a Seinfeld professional, so I'm sure some Seinfeld amateur wrote that.
Were you born when Seinfeld was on the air?
Yes, I was
now,
born.
Think of some other...
Although I didn't start watching it till like its season finale year, and then I went back.
And you went back and watched
it. Yeah, because its season finale, I was like a senior in high school, so I just kind of got into it.
Well, let's do this little game. How about some famous TV shows that we grew up with, and some famous quotes? I'm ready running dry, to be honest with you, but I'm just thinking...
Mine are all going to be Seinfeld quotes. I think I don't really remember a whole lot of...
Or a movie. Like, even it could be from a movie.
Well, listen, the movie things are just
right.
So...
Well, let's think of famous movie quotes.
Famous movie quotes. Frankly, Scarlett, I don't give a damn. That's probably one of the most famous ones, right?
Yeah, I like the Goodfellas one. Like is this funny? You think, am I being a clown?
Yeah,
that's a good one.
But there's, listen, you can go to Godfather and say, I make him an offer I can't, he can't get refused. You know, which was, that's a huge fucking quote. I'll make him an offer he can't refuse. Right, Dougie?
Yeah, I'll make him an offer he can't refuse.
Right.
How about pretty good? Pretty good.
Now, what did you like better, Seinfeld or the Larry David shit? Come on.
I like Seinfeld better.
Really?
I mean, I enjoy Larry David's show because of the half-ass way in which he writes and puts it on, and yet he still has a show on HBO because he's pimp like that.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as overall entertainment quality and enjoyment, I enjoyed the cast of Seinfeld much better. I love Larry David when he had his little roommate there, the black dude. Who's so funny. Leon.
J.B. Smooth.
Yeah.
Leroy. Leon. What was his name?
Leon.
Leon. Mm-hmm. Oh, dude is hilarious.
LD.
Yeah.
Shit was just
awesome. He like brought new life to that
show.
He
fucked his sister. And it was
here's some famous movie quotes from The Dark Knight 2008. The Joker, played by the late, what's his name, the guy, the kid who died?
Oh, Jesus.
Want to know how I got these scars? Which I couldn't tell you. The in Tron, I kept dreaming of a world I thought I'd never see, and then one day I got in.
Huh.
Not a big Tron fan.
I never saw that movie.
Red Pill, Blue Pill. There you go. That's something everyone wants. What do you want to do? Red Pill, Blue Pill. Matrix.
Oh, okay.
I think one of the most famous, probably one of the most famous quoted, I'll give you a hint, Clint Eastwood.
Go ahead. Make my day.
There you go. It's from Sudden Impact, 1983. American Beauty, Kevin Spacey, Annette Bening, Thora Birch, Wesley Menaserve, Chris Cooper. Good movie, by the way.
Look at the titties on that transvestite.
What was the quote?
The quote was, yeah, well, at least I'm not ugly, from Angela Hayes.
Huh. I'm not thrilled with that
one. Yeah, that really doesn't feel like even a quote.
What kind of fucking
that's
quote
just
is that?
Like a regular sentence.
Yeah,
I say that shit
that.
Every day.
Yeah. You can't use that in life.
Hail to the king, baby, is the quote.
Don't know it.
All right.
How about It's Good to Be King? Or who
That's
said
very
that?
Tom Petty of you.
Mm.
That was Army of Darkness, that last quote.
Army of Darkness.
And Forrest Gump.
Oh, there you go.
There's
life
an awful
like
lot you could tell about a person by their shoes.
How about no?
Life, life is like a box of chocolates that didn't make
That's
it?
A much better quote.
I was just telling you. From Fight Club, you are the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
Wow. How about in Rocky when he says to Adrian on the beach, nothing to funny about it. Whatever the fuck he said.
It didn't seem memorable.
I thought it was beautiful too.
May the force be with you from Star Wars.
Yeah, there's a quote that people say.
How about Mel Brooks in whatever movie that was? May the Schwartz be with you.
Yeah,
remember that
Spaceballs.
Spaceballs,
yeah, great movie. By the way, it was 40
the
years.
Postman
ago.
Always Rings Twice from 1946. With my brains and your looks, we could go places. John Garfield.
Wow, that's big. How about, see, there's quotes
like you called it. Brandon Brando says, I'm going to make you an offer. I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Right.
From Rambo, live for nothing or die for something.
Live for nothing or die for something. Right? That's big.
How about this one from Toy Story?
I never saw it.
I've heard it's hard to reach the sense of an infinity. But at least I'll try, and now I can't get beyond, but I want to try. Boy, this is bullshit.
Wow.
From E.T., you could be happy here. I could take care of you.
Wow.
I wouldn't let anybody hurt you. We could grow up together. E.T. was a gay movie.
How about
that
this?
That sounds creepy.
How about this from The Exorcist? You might have sex cocks in hell.
Another famous quote.
Right? Or can you spare a quarter for an old altar boy father? I mean, those are quotes.
Yeah. From The Terminator, Hasta la vista.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Yeah.
I'll be
quote.
Back. I'll be back. That's a better one.
This is a better one for you good men. You can't handle the truth.
That's
a quote.
That's
see,
a
right.
Quote.
These are what people should be repeating.
Yeah,
that
like,
life.
Oh, I have to tie my shoe. Not a quote.
Yeah.
Not a quote.
Not quotable. Yeah.
I love this one, actually. From Jaws, you're going to need a bigger boat.
Yep. That's a beauty. That is.
And it's funny.
Yeah. We're going to need a bigger boat.
Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, I just saw this movie and I want to go rent it again.
What?
Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Oh, great movie.
What a fucking movie that was.
Yep. Hunter Thompson, man.
Oh, my God. That movie was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw it stoned.
That was the Bill Murray version, correct?
No, the one with Johnny Depp and Del Toro. What's his name?
Benicio Del Toro.
Benicio Del Toro was the
player.
He gained
so
a lot of weight for that
fucking crazy.
Everything.
Johnny Depp was great in that
movie. I mean, they're both. I mean, they're like, I'm your lawyer. I'm your lawyer. That was fucking great.
Yeah.
Wait, we can't stop here. This is Bat Country.
What?
How about?
What's that from?
It's from Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
These really? Pretzels are making me thirsty.
What's that from?
Oh my God! You don't know what these pretzels are making me thirsty is
no,
from?
No, what?
Oh, that's Seinfeld. That's Kramer and Seinfeld.
Oh, okay.
And they all go through and try to say the line. It was a line he was getting in a Woody Allen movie.
Oh, God. Oh yeah, that's right. That's when they thought he killed somebody.
And George
right
is like, these pretzels are making me thirsty. Right. Like they all had their own interpretation of how they should be saying
their own
it.
Decisions.
That's a fucking great line, man.
Well, there was another one.
Festivus for the rest of us. Hey, you know Delray Beach put up a Festivus poll?
I heard that.
I put it on my Facebook. Yeah. It was amazing. I was so happy. Yes, it's so beautiful. It's like there's the nativity scene, and then there's the menorah, and then there's Santa's workshop, and then there's a Pabst Blue Ribbon Festival poll. Festivus poll.
How cool
wow,
is that?
I totally stopped
Pabst,
that.
Well, PBR.
Yeah, well, that's what they made it. Well, no, I think someone just made it and brought it there.
Oh, I doubt it. I think that's probably a great Pabst Blue Ribbon promotion.
Yeah, why not?
No, I don't. Oh, maybe.
Well, there you go. Well, that's all we have time for today on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
What?
That's right.
Happy Hanukkah.
It's been a weird show, but yeah, you know what? It is what it is. That's mm-hmm. who we are. You know, we get.
There's another one, another quote. I am what I am, and that's all that I am.
Yeah, I am what I am, and I'm a sailor man.
Right.
How about my very favorite? It's not a lie if you truly believe. Remember that, kid.
It's not a lie.
It's not a lie.
If you truly believe.
What? No, it's from Seinfeld, too.
Oh, okay.
Every quote I'll ever tell you is from
Seinfeld.
There
you go from there. Well, that's all we have time for the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Again, I want to thank Minda and Peter Linder for joining me today.
You're welcome.
And, of course, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. You can follow me at Dougie Dangerous. You can follow Minda at...
You can follow me at Hot and Funny Girl. And make sure you check out Tribe of Assholes because Dougie Dangerous is our featured asshole of the week.
I like the way you cut up the videos in little short little blurbs.
And at the end, if everyone loves what they're seeing, they'll get to see a nice chunk of new jokes from Dougie. So you got to get on there and check it out.
That's right. So it's pretty cool. So check that out. Don't forget to join our fan page on Facebook, Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. And to subscribe to us on Stitcher. Download the Stitcher app on any smart device or computer. And subscribe to us on that. We are up and above now. We were trending well over 600-700 downloads a day.
Wow.
For the year, by the way, almost 140,000 downloads this year on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. A local, someone actually commented, somebody's mentioned that I may be paying for this radio show. Like I pay for airtime.
Mm-hmm.
We don't pay for airtime. We're actually given the airtime because of the show and the following.
Because it's make sure. Fucking awesome.
That's right.
I wanna listen to the show.
I
want to
clarify somebody
airtime.
Out there who doesn't know what the fuck they're talking about things. But thanks again, guys, for listening. Tomorrow, Lenny Travis is back in the studio and a surprise call-in guest. See you guys then. Take care.